Time is running short for this Congress to pass a new farm bill. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
With less than a month to go before the current Congress adjourns, the fate of the farm program remains in limbo. And since we're in lame duck mode, and with a shift in the balance of power in the Senate, my guess is any action there will be delayed. That's apparently what North Dakota farmer Josh Gackle is thinking as well. He's the president of the American Soybean Association.
There is time for them to do a full farm bill. Chairman Thompson has said that's still his number one priority is to get a full farm bill done. But you're going to hear more and more talk about another extension.
Not the best option, according to Gackle.
The thing that we struggle with when we get these one-year extensions, which is important, we need the programs to continue, but you're extending a bill that's already outdated.
The delays are also a concern for Kansas farmer Amy Franz, chairwoman of the National Sorghum Producers.
For national sorghum producers, we're saying, hey, let's get something done in this 2024. Disaster assistance would be great. And that gets actual money in our farmers' pockets when they need it most. Many of them are going in to talk to their bankers in renewal season. And so we want to equip them to be able to say, hey, I've got a plan and let me keep farming for another year.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.